gift of peace in the midst of troubling times. Project Zion Podcast offers this series of guided practices to help you connect with the divine, no matter where you are or what's going on around you. Take a deep breath and allow your spirit to find calm in the storm of life.
Hi, this is Tyler Mars, Community of Christ minister and spiritual companion. Part of my journey is finding the divine in everyday life. Today, I invite you to join me in Lectio Divina as we explore our prophetic voice as prophetic people in Doctrine and Covenants 162, 8a. As a prophetic people and prophetic individuals, we recognize our own inherent worth and truth that lies within. It is this truth that guides our actions, both as individuals and in community. Today, we're going to engage in a brief practice of Lectio Divina, where we reflect on a brief passage of scripture, and I ask a few questions for you to silently reflect on. As we begin, I invite you, as you are able, to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. As I read the scripture, let the words sink deep. As I ask questions, let your mind ponder them. You are a good and faithful people, but sometimes you fail to see the power that is resident in your own story and fellowship. Look carefully, listen attentively, and sense the Spirit among you. Who is this good and faithful people? Is it you individually, your family, your congregation, or another group? You are a good and faithful people, but sometimes you fail to see the power that is resident in your own story and fellowship. Look carefully, listen attentively, and sense the Spirit among you. What power do you hold? Is it gifts, talents, privilege, a new perspective, new knowledge, or communal relationships? You are a good and faithful people, but sometimes you fail to see the power that is resident in your own story and fellowship. Look carefully. Listen attentively and sense the Spirit among you. Look, listen, sense the Spirit among, within, in you. What do you see, hear, or discern as truth within? Give yourself permission to trust that inner voice. May you remember your inherent worth and the truth that resides within. May you use that to change the world or the community around you or yourself. Because remember, you are a good and faithful people, but sometimes you fail to see the power that is resident in your own story and fellowship. Look carefully, listen attentively, and sense the Spirit among you. I invite you to take a few deep breaths and open your eyes. From Doctrine and Covenants 163:10a, be vulnerable to divine grace, that gift that makes all things possible, even listening to the prophetic truth within. And from Psalm 51, verse 6, you desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. May we recognize the truth present in our secret hearts today and always, is my prayer.